Women in the conservative Islamic Kingdom of Saudi Arabia enjoy limited rights. They're not allowed to open a business or travel without permission from a male family member. They are banned from driving, and they face discrimination in areas such as family law. But more Saudi women are moving into the workforce, and that's helping change both male and female perceptions about the role of women in Saudi society. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the Kingdom Shopping Mall in the capital Riyadh, a sign posted next to an elevator warns, "Ladies only." On the second floor, doors open to a gender-segregated world of shops, restaurants, and beauty salons. Givenchy store manager, Latif El-Souderi.
It's a one-sex floor, so basically everything from top to bottom has to be run by women.
Souderi says it would be difficult for her to work in a gender-mixed space. Because of the kingdom's strict interpretation of Islam, the religious establishment forbids the mixing of the sexes. But here at Ladies' Kingdom, Souderi says she can throw off her veil and get down to business.
And no one understands retail more than women.
Ladies-only shopping malls are a relatively new and increasingly popular concept in Saudi Arabia. Customers say they can relax away from the prying eyes of men. But even more importantly, these malls offer jobs for women as sales girls, managers, and even security guards. Sales girl Mishat Abdullah says that's an important development. Before, there were just hospital teaching or government jobs for women, says Abdullah, and not everyone has the schooling for those. In the past, not many Saudi women even worked. It was frowned upon in a traditional society that believed a woman's role was in the home. The kingdom was also relatively wealthy. In the 1980s, the per capita income was $27,000 a year. But due to a rising national debt, stagnant economic growth, and a spike in the population, per capita income has since fallen to only $6,000 a year, says economist Nahad Taher, and that has put new economic pressures on women to work, she adds.
Nowadays, with the deterioration in the economy, and at the same time, the education of women, these two main factors help women to be looking and fighting for jobs. So the male also are changing and start believing in that their females are capable to do the work, and at the same time, they need them to do the work.
Still, says Tahar, only 5% of Saudi women are formally employed, despite making up 55% of college graduates. One of the major obstacles, she says, is the segregation issue. Many private companies, says Tahar, simply don't have the resources to set up separate sections for men and women, or they don't want to risk being penalized for allowing the sexes to mix, a taboo which Tahar says is cultural, not religious.
The families here raise their children to be segregated, that women do not work with men, but this is not Islam.
Tahar says she's working to break down traditional barriers. She's the first female senior strategic economist in the country. Employed by the National Commercial Bank in the city of Jeddah, she is also the first Saudi woman to work in a traditionally all-male bank.
When I came here, everybody was looking at me whether the experiment will be successful or they will close doors totally for women.
But since joining the bank, Tahar has managed to get several more women hired. Part of the problem, she says, is women themselves. Most, she says, resist calls for change. Journalist and women's rights activist Iman Al-Ghahtani says female readers constantly curse her for demanding that women be allowed to drive or be independent of men. Ghahtani blames an educational system heavily influenced by a conservative religious establishment.
Of course, if you change the educational system, okay, she will feel, you know, that she's a partner in the society. She will start to change, you know, the way she thinks about her role in the society.
Ghahtani says Saudi leader King Fahd recently called on women to be partners in developing a future Saudi Arabia. But to do so, she says, women also need more jobs and more rights. And the government, she adds, has been very slow to promote these reforms. Kate Seeley, NPR News.